what time of year it is. It's our favorite time of the year. It's spooky, ooky, booky Halloween time, man. Kicking it off strong. We going hard this year, because not only do we have our main show, we have the Patreon, so we can go Halloween bucket naked all day long, all month long. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. Mr. Button all the way up to the top with me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. What's going on with you this week, Tiff?
You know what? This is a exciting time for me, because at my house, as you know, as you discussed at the top, we do a lot of horror around here.
Indeed.
So it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm. So what does your list look like this year? Do you guys have a theme or what?
No, we never have a theme. Mm-hmm. We might have a theme eventually, but you think the good thing about like having a yearly horror, like movie-a-thon or whatever, yes, watch-a-thon, is that you never really run out of scary movies, because they're always making more and more and more and more of them.
That is true. So
it might be bad, but there's more.
Yeah, I started last night. I watched Ryan Reynolds do the Amityville Horror in 2005. Never.
Okay, I mean, I know we talked a little bit about this. Did he make a single joke?
Maybe one joke, but he was saying it to the kid. You know, like he was like trying to be charming,
sure,
to the kid.
So like a little bit of levity for the movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good movie. I don't know.
Were you scared?
It was a couple times. I was like, oh, whoo.
Yeah.
And when that shit happens, I'm like,
that's one of the, and I hesitate to say anything, because I understand that this is a complex issue for people, but that is a quote unquote real, based on a real story.
Based on a real story, yes. I was waiting. You know, I was waiting for my husband and wife team to come in, and because
but they're not. I know you were, but they're not. That's before they had that.
No, in one of their movies,
it's part of the universe. Yes,
right.
Yes.
In one of their movies, they talk about they were actually on that case, and so
correct.
I was like,
that is one of the cases that couple is famous for doing. But that movie is not part of the.
Nah, because it's based on a book, you know. So.
But when they said that in that movie that we watched, what you're talking about, she was like, that case in Amityville, it was like a very like a passing comment.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, they're gonna fucking,
yes, you got to
remake that movie.
Yeah, do it in that universe. Yes. Yes. So that's my kickoff of Halloween stuff. What about you? Have you started yet? Yesterday was, I mean, Friday was the first, right?
We've only watched, what have we, we've only watched these, I think. No, we watched a movie. What did we watch? So these two are the only ones we've watched together. And then I always watch every year, Jennifer's Body. And I've watched that already this year.
So. Okay. So what Tiff is talking about with these two is, so this week we're doing A Nightmare on Elm Street. And that's the 2010 remake of the original Nightmare in the 80s. Depending on who you are, what it depends on how do you feel about this film. You know, for some people, it's their introduction into that universe. Or other people, it's sacrilege. Robert Englund is the only one who can play the role. So we're talking about that today. The other movie we're talking about is the remake of Friday the 13th, 2010. And that's going to be on our Patreon. So you Patreon folks, you're lucky. You non-Patreon folks, get on over there and drop that dollar like it and make it holla, you know.
Yeah, you could like even do, and look, listen, I don't advise this because I always want your dollar every month, but you could literally pay the dollar and then unsubscribe.
Yeah, for this month, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I mean, like and you would forget. You would forget that you spent that dollar.
Yeah, anyway.
You cheap bastards.
Tiff, what news stories do we have this week?
So this is kind of a weird week, I think. But there was a few things I wanted to talk to you about, because we had actually touched upon them to begin with. Like, I think you and I had discussed this off mic earlier this, maybe it was last week, but, the Army of Thieves, did we talk about that?
We talked about it in passing really quickly, though. We didn't get deep.
Yeah. Well, the reason I brought that up is because, I'm so sorry. Oops. We are not talking the news yet.
Yeah, we just introducing the news.
What we're going to talk. So we're going to talk about Army of Thieves.
Right.
And then we're going to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's.
Indeed.
And then we are going to do our top three horror franchises, a list.
Yeah. Now, you made it impossible by doing just three, but it's cool. I did it.
So. It's not impossible. I only did three because there's not that many.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There are a lot. There's probably like 25-ish, yes. But like that's not really that many. So if you were to do five, it would be all five of the good ones. I mean, like.
Okay. So that's
I'm not gonna, you know what? Come at me. I'll fight this all day long.
So that's gonna do it, man. We're gonna, that's what we're doing, and I'm gonna say that sounds groovy, so we can get out of here and let's go. So we're back, man. So for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. You can reach everything that pretty much we do on that website. We have our archive shows, we have show art, we have links to our social media. Also, you can listen to us on almost any social media platform, even ones that I don't know about. But we are on the Big Daddy, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and much more. And like we originated on Podbeam. We do have a Patreon, as we mentioned in the last segment. And so go over there and subscribe so you can get, have more of the fun, especially during this Halloween season. Tifflebot, I believe that's the social media. Oh, we got a YouTube channel too. You can start the news now.
All right. So I sent Montego this a trailer for it's called Army of Thieves, which is a heist movie set in the universe of Army of the Dead, which if you have listened to that episode, you know I hate. And so I sent this to him because it was almost when I saw this, I was like, you have got to be fucking shitting me.
Okay.
Why do I give a flying fuck? Here's the thing. Okay, listen, I don't want to, I know that I'm supposed to be like, hey, look at this. Meh. And then you're supposed to tell me what you think. I don't care what you think today because this is so fucking stupid.
God,
it makes me want to die. I'm sorry. I watched the trailer and it actually doesn't look bad. The movie itself does not look bad.
I was about to say, Tim, about
I'm not trying to shit on the movie. And I understand that the person who, it is not directed by Zack Snyder. It is directed by that guy who plays the safecracker.
He's actually the director?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think he wrote it and directed it. And I kind of feel like potentially that this might have been the only way for him to get this movie made, right? It would be to be like, because it feels very wedged in.
Yeah.
Like, I get it because he was a safecracker in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. But other than that, it has nothing to do with like, so like the world's distracted. Get it? That's their loose tie to the zombie universe. Is that like everyone's concerned about what's happening?
It's the exact same character. It's a prequel.
It is.
Yeah.
But the fact of the movie is that everybody is like fucking trying to understand what's happening in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So the world is like watching this happen. And while they're distracted, they're going to... Oh, but and here's the thing. They have these really cool safes. It looks pretty neat. The characters are great. I'm going to watch it and probably enjoy it and hate myself for enjoying it.
Oh, God.
But the problem is... The problem with it, this is that you're reading... If you read the article, the intent is to create a Snyderverse around this Army of the Dead.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Why? I don't... Oh my God. I don't know how to explain that I don't give a fuck about the shit that is happening peripherally around a zombie outbreak. Unless you're going to do something really, really, really interesting, which you're not. You're doing a heist movie, which is fine. I want to watch that. But like, I don't know. Make me interested in something that's like, hey, did you know at the same time that the zombie outbreak was happening, this is what was happening in this country because of, you know, do something. Oh my God. I'm so mad. Please, you tell me what you think.
All right, Tifflebot, I'm just going to make you more madder, but...
Oh, for fuck, because you're like, I'm so excited, I love that guy.
Well, no. Well, to be quite honest with you, we both loved that guy in that last movie. We both found him to be the most interesting character in anything, but he was one of the most insignificant characters. You know, they kind of played him low, but I think his presence and his performance outshined even the role that he was supposed to have. He was really, really interesting, and he was funny, and we were rooting for him. Saying that movie was terrible. You know, I didn't like it. You didn't like it. And if I didn't like it, you know, y'all know it's a problem. So, but the movie had a lot of potential. It had a lot of pretty, you know, it was a number one top everything, you know, top cinematography, action, you know, they did a lot of things right, but it just was not, it was like, who cares?
Yeah. It was too long. Yes. It wasn't done. No, all the things that they did right seem to be consequential or like a coincidence. Because, like, you got some good actors or whatever, or I guess I would say known actors, but, and you have a well-known director.
Yeah.
Who's just coming off of potentially the Snyder Cut. That was a great time for them to release that movie. That was also coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah.
The problem I have is that the movie itself is fucking stupid. It's mm-hmm. too long. Mm-hmm. It's not written well. Yeah. I don't think that some of the shit makes fucking sense. And now you want me to...
Let me tell you what was the best thing about the movie. And that was all the characters that they had in the movie. They were all interesting. All of them. It was like maybe one or two characters who I didn't give a shit about.
Nope. I will tell you all of the characters that I gave a shit about. The blonde guy who was a gamer.
Yep.
Or whatever. Or YouTube sensation.
Yep.
The black guy who was, we already discussed, was the coolest guy who had the saw that he didn't use. And the German safecracker, period. Everyone else can die in a shit pit. They fucking suck ass.
I liked a few more characters.
Name one good one else. Another one. Name another good one.
The partner of the guy who was...
dumb.
I liked her.
Why'd you like her? She was in it for like 3 seconds and she was stupid.
And she was good. She fought her ass off in there with that zombie.
Oh, are you talking about the partner of the YouTube guy?
Yes. Yes,
no, she's stupid.
Yeah, I liked her. I liked the lady who fell in love, but they just wrote that stuff so stupid. But anyway, as far as this thing is concerned, when I saw this and when I even heard about this project, I was like, you talk about trying to make something $1.15. Then I saw this trailer. You know, I thought it was gonna be so try hard, but it looked really good. I mean, it had a... The only thing I didn't like about it is that it had a Fast and the Furious vibe to it. And I was kind of like, well, please don't go down that road. But then when I thought about the original Army of the Dead, it still had that same type of feel to it. But I think this trailer works. Let me just put it that way. I was like, I want to see this. And I had no interest in this. So bravo for the trailer maker. Because after I saw this, I was like, whoa, this looks good. For a big romping.
But this movie would look good even if it didn't have anything to do with the zombies.
Well, this is what I think is genius about this, because it was a pretty, I didn't care for the movie. A lot of people did though, Tiff, but I didn't really care for it. But because you had so many characters and so many things going on, you could potentially do a George Romero thing and, have the same event with different actors for the next 10 years if you do it right. I mean, you just could, have different things happen.
Yeah, but, okay. But let me explain something to you.
Indeed.
What if they took the movie Confessions of a Shopaholic?
That's a real movie?
Sure is.
Okay.
Okay, that's why I'm saying it to you, because I realize it means nothing to you and probably to most of the people listening to this movie.
Gotcha.
And they took a very tiny plot point in that movie, mm-hmm. and they created a whole universe mm-hmm. of movies mm-hmm. that they called Confessions of a Shopaholic. One's about like the end of the world and they blow up an asteroid just like in Armageddon. One's like a fucking action movie. One's a buddy. You can do fucking anything you want and say anything you want about anything. Like, this is so pointless and stupid. Like, to make a universe of... It's just like you can make a universe of anything. Like, so to concentrate on this one particular point and say, look, it's a universe of movies. No, it's a bunch of movies you've created that you stupidly, lightly linked together with this dumb concept that sucked to begin with. I'm so angry. I'm so mad right now that I don't even know what to do.
I want to see this. I think it's going to be groovy.
Oh, my God. This wasn't even my intent when I started talking about it, because, like, I don't think...
Well, I think the best point is not being made by me. It's being made by you. Once you saw the trailer, you were interested.
Yes, I would watch the movie, but what I'm saying, that's not what I'm mad about. The movie, its existence, is not what I am upset about.
You think it's just a weak... thing to do to
host. For people to be like, he created this whole universe of fucking what?
I understand what you're saying.
I
just think it's interesting that
it's gonna be a rough show.
Something so weak has been that actually,
that's what I'm saying.
It can still actually become a big thing, because I want to see this movie. Yeah, it's funny and it's come on Netflix, so it's no risk to you, Yeah. Other than your time.
It's a risk of a waste of my time.
Other than your time, Tiffobot.
You're not wasting anything other than the precious hours of your life.
I will say something else about this movie. So they brought back the characters who I like the most, for this movie. And then they added, they added the guy from Six Underground.
Oh, that girl that you love.
Yeah. They added the guy from Six Underground, too. He's supposed to be the movie star. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. I said, oh, no, that's That's you got Zack Snyder and you have Michael Bay. That's two different. You know, I was like, is this, are they Lincoln Six Underground? And you know, I was like, no, they're not. That would be dumb. But anyway, show me a sequel to that movie. Damn it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I want that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's a good point. But I'm going to watch this and probably going to enjoy it because I really like that character. I wanted more of him, Tifflebot. More of him. Fine. You know? Oh, God.
That's not the point. I'm arguing. It's still, God.
No, I understand 100%.
I'm going to lobotomize myself is what I'm going to do.
Please don't.
I need to forget the fact that I've seen Army of the Dead. Yeah, not just because of this, but that just bad, for the Tifflebot. Safety. Listen, here's the thing. You're right. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yes.
It is egregious to me because it is successful. It is egregious to me because people think it's good. It is egregious to me because shit will continue to go on like that. That's because true. People think it's fine. That's what's the problem.
I think I'm going to turn it on today and just watch the scene where the chick jump up in the air and land on the ground.
It's like a circus where they went to the circus and they were like, anybody?
Right. Can anybody land doing a split at the same time?
we'll give you a $50 per diem and you get to eat at the craft services table.
Right.
And this, she was like, I'll do it.
Yeah, that was her claim to fame.
I'll do it. Okay. So there's enough of that because I am so mad right now that I'm worried that I've already ruined the show.
No, you just gotta
be such a piece of shit.
We just gotta go to the next story. What do we got?
Do anything. I could talk about this all fucking day.
Oh, please no.
Just kidding. you know what? I know. So you guys, you can't see Montego, but every week I get the pleasure of seeing Montego's face as I slowly devolve into some kind of animal and start screaming. No, the next story is about the Five Nights at Freddy movie that was supposed to be made by Blumhouse.
Yes.
I'm not sure how familiar you are with Five Nights at Freddy's.
Not at all.
I am not super familiar with it because it's just not my bag.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really extraordinarily popular with kids. It's a horror game. And I'm probably wrong about this, so forgive me for anyone who's listening. But this is, you know, those things where they ask old people like who've never seen Star Wars what Star Wars is about. I'm about to be that old person who tells everybody what Five Nights at Freddy's is about, even though I'm not sure.
That shit came around quick in your lifetime, didn't it?
Yes, I'm old. So I think that it is a video game. I know it's a horror video game where toys, I'm thinking it's toys, come to life. They're demonic or scary toys.
I don't know, Tiff, but.
Yeah. It's something like that. It's something along those lines. But anyway, the point is it got really, really popular, not just amongst older people, I guess I would say, like in their 20s, but amongst kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like kids really like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Well, enough to make some movies about it.
Yes. This franchise of games makes a lot of money. I don't know if it still does, but it did. And so the reason I put this in here was because you read it.
Yeah.
The director for this movie was supposed to be like
Christopher Columbus.
Yes, which is I thought a big get.
Oh yeah, big time. Huge.
For this movie, and now all of a sudden he's been removed from the project and
you have Mr. took a kid's book and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar franchise, you know?
Yeah, I'm confused as to why he was asked to be removed from the project.
I don't know. It seems shitty, too, Tifflebot. The whole thing seems shitty.
Classified information, they said.
He's classified like it's a government
document.
And I was like,
somebody, here's, if I was to say, since I haven't heard any scandalous things about him,
you're talking about Jason Blum, right?
No, I'm talking about Christopher Columbus. Oh,
well, Jason Blum was the person saying that, who's a new director? That information is classified. I said, get the hell out of here.
Right. But I'm saying the removal of Chris Columbus, I'm wondering if it was because this project has taken so long that he was like, listen, I can't commit to it anymore because I have other projects.
It's possible because apparently this thing has been riddled with delays.
Well, yeah, because they, like, if you read the story, they're like, they've had like a million scripts. I'm like, listen, I don't think it's that complicated.
I know.
I've seen some of your Blumhouse movies and they suck a shit. So like, I'm not sure why you're so concernicus about this particular one.
Yeah.
Like, just go ahead and make the fucking dumb shit movie. It's already going to make money because people are already, well, I'm not so sure about that because it's been a while.
Since what? This game was out?
since it was, I'm not sure it's how popular it is anymore.
Oh, well, I would know because I would never look at nothing like this to play. You know, it's totally nothing I would play. So.
But would you probably watch this movie?
I don't know. Not if it looks like the video game, the little teddy bears running around. The closest I got to that was that Nick Cage movie, you know, and that's enough of that. Shit, I don't need more of that.
It's supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I was wrong.
Okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's is a game where it's about a person who's left alone at night in like a Chuck E. Cheese style.
Oh, wow. They did that movie. It's called
like Willy's Wonderland. Right? Yeah. They guard themselves against animatronics.
Wow. Too late, Blumhouse. You guys are remaking another film that just got released this year.
But also, I mean, like this movie, Five Nights at Freddy's has been, like it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm. So for 2014.
Yeah, they stole your idea and made money off of it, and now you're
because you waited too.
Yeah, you effed around. Yeah, you effed around. Wow.
Don't fuck around. Just get it done.
Right. Hey.
People are still gonna watch it. People love.
Well, fans will. That's for sure. You know.
Well, I think it's got a lot of fans, so I think it'll make money. So anyway, it's one of those projects that maybe will never happen because.
And if it doesn't, Montego does not care.
I'm gonna make you watch this movie. October when I have the power. When I have the power, which is October. October is when I have the most power at Fans on Patrol.
Yeah, but I picked the movies this week. Which come on.
Well, I know you did. But I'm just saying, I'll be picking that movie.
All right, it'll never happen because they ain't never gonna make it.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Oh shoot! So that's it for the news, man. We're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back because. We have the top three horror franchises of all time.
All time.
All right, man. Sometimes on the show, we make lists. We like lists for some reason. It's just so nice and just to rank shit, you know? So we're ranking the top three horror movie franchise in the universe, man. And this was Tifflebot's idea. So Tiff, why don't you just take it away?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Well,
I'm fine with it. So we count backwards.
Yes.
Number three first,
Tifflebot.
So I said my number three was the Friday the 13th franchise.
Really? Now that's interesting because of the size of Friday the 13th, I can understand why it's on there. But what's your parameters for this choice and why is it on your list?
Because for the most part, when you watch them, you can either enjoy them because they are actually good. Like the first one, or you can laugh at them because they're terrible.
What else was good? The first one, the second one.
I like three.
You like three? That's 3D. Yep. I thought that was effing terrible.
But my favorite is Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh God.
Or whatever.
You just like that for the wrong reason.
No, I do not. I like it for the right reasons. It's terrible. Listen, that's what I'm saying is that like the problem with most franchises, especially horror, is that like you run out of things become less scary as time goes on.
Well, and here's the biggest problem with a lot of these is that, you know, you might have a scary concept.
Yes.
But, you know, once it gets into the hands of other people, it turns into garbage and it's really, really, really hard to maintain the integrity of something that's inherently bad, but you know, can be well done, you know.
But I mean, also, even if you had, like, let's say you had Wes Craven making all of them forever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's you just run out of gas, a car can't drive forever.
Well, you can't like, tell Hollywood just, that because you can just,
I understand, you know, that it's part of the problem,
yeah,
you know, that I hate that shit,
yeah,
but anyway, that's my number three. What's yours?
Okay, that's interesting. I thought about Friday the 13th, but. Trying to keep to my parameters, you know,
I thought this would be difficult for you since you're not really a big horror fan anyway.
Well, but you know what? I've seen a lot more than I thought I ever have.
Okay.
You know?
So I actually know, I bet I know what your three are, but go ahead.
Okay. So What I try to keep is like, I try to keep the things that may have been good, you know, or even if it had maybe one or two that was really good and focused, then, you know, it might have turned to shit later. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of wide open. So my number three actually is a couple of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life. And that was the Evil Dead series.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The first.
That's not a bad choice.
First Evil and the second Evil scared my drawers off, y'all. I mean, holy shit. I can't even watch that now without being terrified that I know what's going to happen. It is scary as shit. But then it came with the third one was the Army of Darkness, and then it got real dumb, you know. But the first two was so good, so well done, so low budget, so goddamn scary, even now, that it's way up there. And then what was another reason why I put it on a list, because you say, well, three movies. I think it had four maybe. But, you know, a few years ago, Starz came out with Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Right, the show.
Right, yeah. And the show was like, it was a mix of the scary and the goofy. I think it was really well done. I was a little sad when it got canceled because I enjoyed the shit out of it. So to me, I was like, wow, that's some staying power. You know, they flipped genres. You know, they went to a half an hour show. But that the first two that started, it just, you know, blew the cheeks away. So Evil Dead is my number three. Yes, ma'am.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you.
I like
that. Your number two.
Okay. So my number two.
Mm-hmm.
Is The Final Destination.
I knew that was on your list. I knew that was on your list. I knew that was on your list.
Listen, I'm not going to say they're good because even the first one is, actually I think the first one's good, but I can see why some people would say it's questionable, right? It's to...
Hey, you talk about milking the cow, man. They kept going back to that moment.
It's the same concept. They don't even bother to change the concept.
That cow like moo.
Here are more bizarre deaths for you to look at.
Moo, moo, goddamn it, moo.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, the reason that I say this is because more than any other horror franchise that there is, I think I've seen every single one of these.
Every last, what is it, eight or nine?
I think there's only six.
I thought it was eight. Okay.
So maybe I haven't, but I'm just saying that, like, if you watch them, especially because there's been times we watched them very close together, like within a couple weeks of each other, a couple of them, and you're like,
so it's like a big repeat.
It's like I never stopped watching it. And so I understand that it's kind of like bad, but also like it just has like a certain soft spot in my heart, and also. They're fun to watch. They're stupid.
I liked the first one. I saw the first one.
First one's good.
And I thought it was bad, but I enjoyed it, you know.
Nope, it's actually a good movie.
The characters were a little wonky. That was back in the day when I used to actually like do DVD commentary and all that shit. I listened to the commentary on that. And I thought it was so interesting that it was the star, that guy who was in SWAT, you know?
Devon Sawa.
It was the star, and it was the guy who was the nerdy kind of guy. And when Tony Todd came in at the end, they didn't film with Tony Todd, and they didn't even know who he was.
That's weird.
They was like, who the hell is that? Who is that guy? You know, I mean, they really did not know who he was. I was like, damn, man, that's the Candyman, and y'all in a horror movie, and y'all don't even know who he is? Shit.
Yeah. Can I tell you, okay, listen. And I know that this is off topic. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that I don't like Zach Braff.
Which one is that?
Do you know who Zach Braff is?
No.
He is the guy who's in Scrubs. He's like the main character of Scrubs.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. One of the reasons I don't like him is because he tells this really quote unquote funny story about when he met Patrick Stewart.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, and I was like talking to him and like bragging about the stuff that I had done. And then I walked away and he was so polite and blah, blah, blah. And then I walked away and someone was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, no. And they were like, it's Sir Patrick Stewart. And so, like,
he was classy enough not to even try to measure balls.
Not even to be like, right. I've been on, London stage doing Shakespeare. I'm right. very famous.
I'm United. The captain, you punk.
Yeah, and you are some
professor wet X noodle piece of shit asshole.
So, like, when he tells that story, and I get it that is kind of a humorous story, but also like, ooh.
So pretentious, right? So arrogant, right? That you just
like it's and right. I get it, but here's the thing. God bless Tony Todd, but I could see why some people might not know who he is. Yes. Right? Well, like, you might not know who he is.
Okay, you might not, but if I did a movie,
but he wasn't in it. He's just the
No, it was a scene at the end. He comes out, he was like the mortician person or something.
Yes, yes, yes. So but he was like barely in it.
These kids, it's like their first big movie, right?
Yeah.
Man,
no,
I would
No. Devin Sawa was super famous at the time.
Who the kid with the afro?
What are you talking about? He's blonde?
Yeah, he had a little blonde fro. Yeah, he
did. No. His hair is straight as shit, man. And he was in tons of movies. He was like after very this? Famous at that time.
Oh, I thought
No. Yeah. Very famous. Well, he's been famous probably since Casper, and he was like 12 in that.
Oh shit, I don't know nothing about
him. What was he in Now and Then and Casper and
I don't know what the hell that is.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Those are movies that were popular at the time.
All right. All right.
Anyway, so back on course. It's time for what? Your number two?
My number two.
Go on.
My number two is a heavy hitter, and you know.
I know what it is. Go on.
What is it?
Is it Halloween?
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about it long and strong, Tiff, and what I had to keep coming back to was, one, how good was it in the beginning, you know, and what this movie really did was, I mean, so we had a billion Halloween movies, right, and pretty terrible, and then they even had, like, Rob Zombie do some shit. I never even bothered watching those, you know, but all the ones that were, like, in the regular continuity of the universe, number one and number two, I believe, was really good. Then you had years of garbage. But then they even had one Halloween 2.0 that brought back Jamie Lee Curtis. And I enjoyed that movie, you know. And I mean, this is years later. It's still going. But what really stood out to me is, you know, of course it's Halloween and it's so good. But what really stood out to me was this last Halloween movie that they came out with, right, you know, about 3 years ago, that they, you know, eliminated all the continuity between all the middle movies and set this as a number two. And it was really good. Good, good, good. And it's like, damn, they still got it. You know, and so to me, that's like, not only has it dominated Halloween since it, you know, came out and really defined the slasher French, you know, genre, that, boy, they came out a couple of years ago and they got the mojo and the magic back, you know, and they're doing these next three movies, you know, the Halloween Kills come out at the end of this month, and then the next Halloween. So, yeah, Michael Myers is Halloween, so it would be...
I'm not begrudging you this choice.
Sacrilege not to have him on it. So, true, Halloween is my number two.
So, basically what you're saying, what I'm hearing you say about Halloween...
Yes.
...is basically that they are like the girl you thought was hot in high school, and you haven't seen her in years. And then you're at Walmart, and like, there she is, and she looks just as good.
I guess you can put it that way, Tifflebot. Like, I wasn't thinking about it like that, but I guess you can put it that way.
Okay, so my number one.
Halloween.
My number one. No, hell no.
Hell no.
This is not because I disagree with that, but because this is my list, and you should be more aware of that.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Chucky.
No. God. First of all, I've never seen Child's Play, any of them.
I saw the first, like, two, and then I was like, oh, man, this is the guy.
Well, here's the reason why I've never seen them. See, here's the thing. This is all horror. This is a horror palooza.
Wait a minute.
October. I've never seen them because when they came out.
Why you never seen any? You do Halloween.
Listen to me.
Okay. I'm listening.
When I was a kid.
Yes.
I was horrified of dolls.
Oh.
Okay. Like, I never wanted to own them. Or, like, be near them. I'm infamous for crying about a glowworm.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Just get them away from me. I don't want them.
Glowworm.
Yeah. So, growing up, even, like, into my teens.
Yes.
I was still, even now, like, if mysteriously there was a doll in my house now, I'd be like, what the fuck? I wouldn't think that like somebody had brought it here. Yes, I'd be like, how'd that get in here? And so even now I'm still a little terrified.
Annabelle wouldn't have had a chance with you. She'd have been
I've seen some Annabelles.
Oh, I'm talking about the real Annabelle. She'd have been burned up.
But I think if you burn her up, you probably like breathe her in and you become the Annabelle, right? You can never escape Annabelle.
No, the bitch would be in your hallway burnt up, sitting there looking at you like.
Right, she'd come back. So when it was probably more to watch it, but when it would have been more like in vogue to watch it on in like the 90s and whatever, I was too scared to watch it, and now I think it's too stupid.
I think they having a Chucky show or some shit like that, you know?
Oh, they're remaking. They always remake it. Here's my problem with that too. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that too. That problem is that they make, in an effort to make the doll look more like a doll, or a doll that would be around today, they have made the face look really fake.
Yeah.
Like, and I get that a doll is fake, but it just doesn't, they fucked it up.
Yeah.
It looks stupid. It's not scary. And I know that it's kind of jumped the shark into being like more of like a funny, it's aware of itself.
Yeah.
Anyway, never seen them. Probably will never see them. But my number one.
Number one.
Surprised that you wouldn't have guessed this, is Hannibal. And the reason I say Hannibal is because.
Is it really?
It's not just Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
It's Silence of the Lambs. I like Red Dragon.
Yeah. I didn't consider this a horror movie. I like considered it a thriller.
Show. I know it is. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's hotly contested. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. And I would actually agree with you.
Yes.
Okay. That being said,
you're still
I like the I like the show.
Uh-huh.
Hannibal, which is more horror.
The show was pretty goddamn spooky. Man, I remember when they had them them angel wings cut out on the people back. I was like, what the shit is it? What am I watching?
The worst thing I ever saw on Hannibal and potentially ever what?
The centipede?
Nope. No. Was the mushrooms that somebody had planted in a human body and they were grown out of it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And that makes me want to die, even having just said that.
I couldn't believe I watched that show. And then I listened to the show that you used to be on, and y'all was talking about Hannibal. And I was like, God, I can't believe I watched this damn show. And y'all was talking about it with all kind of glee and shit. So maybe I should go along with my number one here.
Yeah. Just go ahead and tell me.
So predictable this should be. But I went with New School, man. The goddamn Conjuring universe has taken me by storm.
I knew that. You know what? That makes sense because you do love that.
I love it. It scares the shit out of me, Tiff. All of them. Even the weak one, the Isla Bella whatever thing. It was terrible, too. I mean, it scared the shit out of me, too.
I'm okay. I'm still scared.
Right. It's not as good as the rest of them, but goddamn, you know. Oh, my goodness. This shit is so scary.
It's so scary.
The first one like three times, and every time even at the third time, I was still sitting there like, it's so bad that sometimes I get up and go to the bathroom in my house, and then I got an arm around my room, and I'd be like, don't look up there. That bitch is gonna be up there looking at you like,
it's scary.
It's so scary.
There is, one of my favorite shows is You're the Worst.
Yes.
There's a scene in that show where one of the characters says, I regret watching The Babadook. It was too scary. Now, I've never seen The Babadook.
Me neither.
But I do think about that statement all the time. Anytime that I feel a little scared, I'm like, I regret watching it. It's too scary.
Ooh, Tiff, the damn Annabelle stuff, the all of, man, all
Why
of
Why do
it.
They keep all that shit in their house?
Oh, my God.
Why do they keep that shit in their house? They're like, it's safer here. I'm like, it's not safer in a fucking church,
hey,
according to you people.
It wasn't safe chasing your daughter around and with the nun and all that stuff. Oh, my God, it's so scary.
Why would you take and they're like, they have like their mom or somebody stays with their daughter when they're out.
Right.
Depossessing people.
Oh, Mama Mina. Mama Mina just like just in there with all the evil, you know, just in there with all the mom. What? Where's our daughter, bitch? What about me? You know, it's like poor lady.
Yeah.
Tiff, it's scary, and it's amazing that it's something, you know, so new, and it has an advantage because it was new, because they decided to have a universe, you know, when they did it. So they had a plan to churn out good movies opposed to stumbling into one money pit to another money pit, you know, like all the Jasons and all the other movies.
Well, can I tell you something?
Yes.
let's go back. Let's touch. Let's call have a call back to earlier on in this episode.
Oh, okay.
Where I said they are clumsily building a franchise around Army of the Dead.
Yes, and then we talk about this.
This is a really good way to have a franchise that is loosely linked by the quote-unquote adventures of these people. It's brilliant because it works and makes sense.
Excellent point. Yes.
Yes. You see the difference.
Yes. It's like
I'm here to tell you the difference.
With The Conjuring, it's more of soap opera episodes, like, you know, the continuing story, you know, and now on this
episode. Or like, it makes sense that this horror thing, like, oh, hey, remember this happening? Well, the same family, or because of that, or an adjacent town, or that all makes sense because it can whatever,
or
right?
Just, who to dial into. The worst one they did was this last one. Please, please make another one that's better than that last one, because that can't be the last one, you know.
That one was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. He was bad. I was like, oh, it's real to me, damn it. You know, I'm just, I just
wanted watching, and you're like, ah, you fuckers.
Right. I just wanted it to be good. So,
you fuckers.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
So that's the list, Tiff. Excellent list. Excellent list. Excellent list.
Good list, too. You have a nice classic list. I have a trash list because I'm trash.
Shut up. Get out. So it's time for A Nightmare on Elm Street, and not the old one, man. The new one. We're going to check that out.
Yeah, 2010, 2009,
2010
whatever.
For this one. So we're going to take a break. We're coming right back. Hold on to your cheeks because it's scary around here.
Hold on to your cheeks.
All right, man, they did it. I didn't even know they did it, Tifflebot. They remade A Nightmare on Elm Street, the 1984 classic. And you and I, we did not know this existed. It was a funny thing.
I'm not, I think I did know this existed.
You just never saw it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I didn't even know it existed. I was like, what the hell? They did that? You know, normally there's, I don't know, if was it all kind of fan backlash when they decided to do this, or did anybody care? Maybe nobody cared.
I don't remember 2010.
That's a while
11
ago.
Years ago.
Yeah. So they remade this movie, and I have seen the classic, so, you know, and liked it back in the day. I was never a uber Freddy fan like a lot of people. You know, people loved these damn Freddy movies, and they were okay to me. The first one was the best, and then it quickly went to shit with the quickness. And I did see the Wes Craven one when he came
back with the quickness.
You know, they did a reboot, not a reboot, but like a reinvigoration back when they brought Craven back to do a new Nightmare. And I thought that was just like, y'all should have left this shit alone. Anyway, but people love Robert Englund and his role. So we bringing in a new Freddy, and they call it a crime drama horror. Mystery.
Crime.
A specter of a disfigured man.
I mean, a crime did occur.
Hunts the children and their parents who murdered him, striking and killing them in their dreams, Tifflebot. So that's the...
Lord.
So who's in this movie, Tiff? Because it's a whole new cast, man.
Okay, so Jackie Earle Haley is our Freddy Krueger here. So, and then after that, we have Kyle Gallner. Rooney Mara, which is kind of crazy to me that she's in this movie.
I don't know who she is. I mean, I know who she is, but she's famous or something?
Yeah. She's the one that they picked for the American version of the spider, the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar.
Yeah. She's been in some other stuff.
I didn't know Katie Cassidy. She plays on Arrow. She's been on...
Katie Cassidy is both... the coolest name I've ever heard and the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Well, I know her daddy is Sean Cassidy, I believe.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, for real. And
no fucking way.
She's been on Arrow as the Black Canary for 100 years.
Oh, fuck. Fuck! Why are you always telling me shit and then ruining it with a follow-up?
Hey,
and
Clancy Brown was in this. That's my boy. I love Clancy Brown.
Thomas Decker's in this.
Yes.
Kellen. So I'm not going to go too much further because the rest of these people are a bunch of who.
Yeah, maybe.
But I will say.
A bunch of who.
I will say Kellen Lutz is in this movie. And while I am not a fan, so he's the guy that kills himself at the very beginning of the movie, that Kellen Lutz is the guy from Twilight. He's not the main guy. but he's one of the vampires that everybody gets a boner for.
Oh, the one who was a fresh vampire with the long hair or something like that?
He's not fresh. He wasn't fresh. Listen, I don't know enough about Twilight to talk about this. All gotcha. I know is that there are a few people in the movie that people are like, boing, and one of them is him.
Oh, he's the muscle-bound vampire dude. I know.
Big buff guy. I think he was in some other stuff.
Yes.
Afterwards, and people were like, oh, he's bad.
Oh, yeah.
He can't act. And then I haven't seen him
okay. for a while. Yeah, so I have some familiarity with him too. So before we hit it super duper hard, it is time for
one word.
I can go first, Tiff.
Please take it away. Shit, tell me your word.
My one word is poor.
poor, like I'm not rich, I'm poor.
Poor, very poor.
Poor, that's actually...
Poor.
It's a pretty good word.
It's a pretty good word. It's pretty poor, type of body.
I'm a little bit upset about your word because it's pretty good. It's a good word.
It just didn't hit the mark, Tiff. And then they do something in this movie, which we'll talk about, that in my opinion, just... totally put a spin on this character I don't want to watch this shit now.
Speaking of words.
Yes.
Mine is uncomfortable.
Yes. Why did y'all do this?
Because the movie isn't good.
No.
Like, another word for this movie could be garbage, but they do the thing that you're talking about that they do. It's not good enough to be making a statement on that kind of a tragedy.
Yes, it's like, what are you doing? And
it's not, so it comes off as very...
Tiff, killing kids wasn't enough? That ain't bad enough, right?
It comes off as...
and then they toy with it, Tiff, which makes it worse. No. We'll talk about it, y'all. Excuse me, we don't want to. We don't want to do no spoilers.
Watching this movie, I'm having.
I know. It's like son of a bitch. Listen,
before we get too deep into all of this, all
right.
So I wanted to say that both this movie, this remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street, and then the remake of Friday the 13th that we will be talking about on the Patreon.
Yes,
were both produced by Michael Bay.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they seem very similar, like in tone and everything.
Yeah. In a lot of the ways that they suck.
Yeah.
They seem similar. I found that really weird because we watched these pretty close together. And
it seemed same universe-y, is what it seemed like.
Yeah, so it seemed weird. But also I was like, we were watching this one and Mike said, Michael Bay... And I was like, that's weird because I swear to God, am I having one of those moments where like you retroactively put someone's name in something because you heard it? I was like, that's weird because I swear to God, he also did the other fucking one that we watched. And I was like, he did.
Yeah.
He must have got a real hard on for remaking these movies and turning them into garbage in the, mid-2000s.
Well, let's get it on, Tiff. So this movie starts when in a diner and we have a guy sitting there trying to stay up.
He's trying to stay awake. I want to talk about this scene because it's the only good scene in the whole movie, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's a... we'll get into it.
Okay, all right.
Let's hit those spoilers. So,
spoiler alert, everyone. Spoiler. Here's a spoiler for you. Don't fucking watch this.
So, about this scene, Tiff. Guy's sitting there and the waitress is coming around and things are getting strange. Of course, he's dozing and we know what's happening. So what's going on with you with this?
So when I watch this scene.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about this movie is some of the, this one particularly, the set design and.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's got a good creepy vibe. It looks good. So whoever's doing that, bravo to you. That's what kind of sucks about some bad movies is that there is like one part of it where you're like, oh man, someone's showing up to work and doing their job.
Yeah, the set design, the lighting.
It doesn't matter.
Cinematography was good. It was all good.
So when I'm watching this, I see, like you said, it's very the setup of these, you know, of Nightmare on Elm Street movies. They're trying to stay awake.
Yes.
Okay. But then like no one can see what's happening, but Freddy kills him, but he ends up, but what they show in the movie is him cutting his own throat.
Yeah. But fighting it.
And I thought
that was pretty good.
It's pretty violent.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It looks good. I was like, oh, so when I saw that, I thought, oh fuck. Yep. I was like, we're gonna have a treat.
That's what I thought. I was like, this is gonna be a little bit better. I was like, ooh, I wonder if people don't talk about it because it was kind of better than the first one. That's what I was thinking.
I was like, ooh. I was like, because the other one was so bad that this one I was like, fuck me. I know this is gonna be bad too.
Yeah.
But and it is. It's just a different kind of bad. Anyway, so so we quickly move in this plot forward, okay? Well,
so like, you know, they go, the waitress is
yes,
that she plays Nancy, you know, the heroine of the franchise. Now, let me say this. Katie Cassidy played Chris, and she was in this. I thought it was a huge miscasting not putting Katie Cassidy as Nancy, because the first like 20 minutes of this movie, it was about Katie. Yes. And it was such a better movie dealing with the Katie Cassidy character, because I didn't think Katie could act at all. But doing this, I was like, okay, she's
doing it. It was a weird switch.
Yes, it was like, this is good. And when they killed her, I was like, damn, y'all shouldn't have did that.
I wouldn't say good.
It wasn't good, but it was better. It was better. Okay,
fair. But it also seems like because they do that, because they take that switch, they should just cut that out. But this movie is already extraordinarily short.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there wasn't enough content.
I thought her story was so much more interesting.
When she died, I was shocked.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Because I thought they were switching it and she was the new Nancy. They just was not going to like make it obvious from the hardcore fans that Nancy is not the heroine this Katie girl is, because I was digging Katie as the heroine.
It was so much such a shock.
Yeah.
That from the time that she dies till probably about the time that the guy who's in her bed with her goes to prison, Jesse.
Yeah.
I was thinking she's not dead. He's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be the one that gets killed and will come back and she'll still be there.
Well, Tiff.
But nope. Spoilers. She's dead.
We get introduced to our new Freddy Krueger now. Let's talk about this for a little bit.
Oh my God. Why does he look like that?
Oh, so, you know, our actor, he's a fine actor. I really like Jackie Haley, man. He's good. Everything I've seen him in, he shines, you know. He plays an asshole to the max. You know, you'd be like, wow, this dude is an asshole. But he's so good. And he has an odd look about him. Now, we're all used to the Robert Englund character, you know, and him having the charm, if a serial killer could have charm, you know.
Something enigmatic,
yes,
right?
Yes,
about him. It's not like you're like, oh, I'd go on a date with that man.
No.
But you're watching him.
Yeah, Jackie, he don't have it.
Here's the thing. I don't know if he does or doesn't.
He don't have it.
Because I think that what he was given was a turd.
That is true, but even the look of him. See, so Robert Englund had prosthetics and all this stuff, and it looked they just put makeup on this dude, and he just looked odd. He looked odd. He looked like he couldn't see,
It looked like I don't even think it was makeup. I think it was like a mask they just pulled over his head, and that's why it looks kind of weird. Like they put a whole like silicone mask over him, rather than like with Robert Englund, I feel like it was more like they would put stuff on him and then build it up.
Yeah.
This looks like a mask they pulled over his head and then did which you do with like a lot of like, for instance, fat suits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like you pull it over and then you make the makeup work.
Yeah.
This seemed like that, but they didn't do a good job.
I thought I was going to get used to it. I said, oh, it's just a different Freddy.
No, you never get used to it.
No, every time you see him, you're like, damn, it's just odd. It took me out of the movie every time I saw his face, you know, and I was like, damn, that's pretty bad. And so he kills the Katie cat. I think Katie got the best. She got the best death. Her death was like pretty ridiculous. Second best death. Her, you know, pretty ridiculous in the bedroom.
Yeah, and also like, so when you watch this movie, it's a reboot It was intended to be a reboot.
Yeah.
So some of the cooler. So they were remaking
the Johnny Depp kill
iconic scenes in this movie. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Anytime that you feel like, oh, that's kind of cool.
It's a reimagining.
It's not even a nod. It's the same thing. Yeah.
I would say it's a reimagining of other kills. And so this was kind of the Johnny Depp kill.
There's the one with the hand that comes out of the water.
Yeah.
That's an exact shot for shot. There's the one, oh, where's the other one? That one, but there's another one that I'm like, that's the it's the same.
So we get introduced to a whole new set of heroines.
Yeah. So like, forget those fucks.
20 minutes of the movie is gone.
Mean nothing to us.
Exactly.
Which is funny because, okay, I don't want to, I'm not doing that anymore.
What?
Come to the Patreon here, my fucking thoughts.
Right.
Shit. But anyway, yeah. So you know these people, these people that you've spent 20 minutes or so
they
getting
all
to
gone.
Know.
They gone.
Fuck them. They're gone. You need to get over it. We're talking about Nancy now.
Right.
Okay. And Nancy is
boring.
A wet blanket. God bless her. She's just the fucking worst.
She was so boring. Like, oh my goodness. You're right. Oh. She was boring too. I was like, why did he get rid of the other woman? Oh my God.
Get rid of her. Fuck. You're just like one of those people that you're like, when is she going to die?
She had no personality, no screen presence, nothing. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Like as soon as she's like one of those people that like, as soon as she like, I can't even remember what she looks like.
And the little boyfriend looked like he was so zooted up on drugs.
Now,
it was
listen,
crazy.
Don't talk about him.
Uh-huh.
I love him.
He was interesting because he had the little crush on her.
He is from Veronica Mars.
Okay. And
and other such great things.
He was all zooted up on his adrenaline.
He's also in Jennifer's Body.
And continuing. And I thought he was fine. You know, he was trying to survive, but they kept sleeping. And they introduced something new into this. And maybe, I've only seen maybe about four Freddy original movies, but they start having micro dreams, which...
They've talked about that in other ones.
It made it very difficult for, you know, you to know what they was dreaming. There was
But that's why and where you can take these movies mm-hmm. and make them really interesting. Because the idea is what's real and what's fake.
Well, they did a half-ass
right?
job.
Am I asleep or am I? Yeah, but they do a bad job at it.
They do it. I say half-ass because I think like I like the grocery store scene, and I'm gonna tell you why I like that.
Sure.
Because nothing happened. She just saw the girl being dragged away, and she was like, "I think you know, Katie's dead." And I was like, "That's how you use that shit. You don't use it to like you know." Use it to do a mind twist. Don't, you know, I hate when they all of a sudden I'm standing up and now I'm running for my life and I'm getting swiped and shit, you know. So this stuff is happening. They're on the run, you know.
See, now this is the part of the movie
mm-hmm.
where like it becomes hard to discuss because simultaneously nothing is happening and a bunch of stuff is happening. And so what I mean by that is earlier in the movie, at the funeral of the person who killed themselves in the diner, which, by the way, all of these people who are at this funeral would be fucked up. Because even if you saw someone that you didn't like do this, you'd be like, well, I'm not going to go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're at the funeral and people are like, how are you? And everyone's like, I'm fine. And I'm like, you are not fine. And then they all go to school like the next day. I'm like, you all need counseling. You need to like be not at school for I'm gonna say a week minimum.
Another hole is that none of these kids were all friends, but none of them remember.
None of them remembered it. Those kids are all old enough to remember.
Yeah, they were all in preschool together.
I kind
but
of remember.
Yeah.
I remember you from this. You know what I mean? Like, but they're like, that's a picture of me, but I don't remember that.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Like, the worst part about it is they were all still friends. You have no memory?
Yeah. But the thing is that there's a part in the movie where she's like looking, I think it's Nancy. And she's like, Nancy, you can't remember stuff from when you were 5. I was like, what?
I can.
I remember stuff from when I was 2.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Like, I don't think that like, come on.
You're playing
now.
The audience like,
anyway,
like they're stupid at this
you're
point.
Like, yeah, you're like, you're all dumb. The reality is that it doesn't matter how dumb it is because you could have made this plot make sense without that shit, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's where we're getting to the real meat and potatoes of what Montego and I were discussing earlier.
Indeed.
So if you know anything about A Nightmare on Elm Street, even if you haven't watched it, you probably know that the main plot or the reason, the impetus for the violence is that he was a child molester and the parents punished him by burning him alive. Okay. They kept that in this, but in the original movies, they don't.
I thought he was just a child killer in the original movies.
Molester.
Oh, then it's always been bad then. Shit.
No. It has always been bad. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
But never have I seen it quite so sexualized.
Oh, well, yeah, he goes in.
As so, I did in this movie.
So the kids are on the run. They're going to confront Freddy and to his place. So
the teens, they're teens now.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to, because she pulled his sweater out, so they figure they're going to kill him. So they go to the place, and then when they find a handful of Polaroids of just.
Lordy, lordy.
The girl. And so it totally changed the whole movie for me. I'm like, this is like,
well, like the, really the fucked fact up. That every time he's like talking to them and he's like. Got a really, he's like, hey.
No, Tiff.
It's so creepy.
It changed after those pictures came out. It did
because,
out.
Like,
yeah.
When he sees her.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you guys, there's this particular scene where so they mentioned in passing that Nancy was his favorite.
Right. And they're doing this through, like, actual flashbacks, which they didn't never do in the original movie, you know.
Yes, but they also do it verbally. Like, the mom's like, you were his favorite. Which, by the way, if you're looking to damage your child, that's probably a good way to do it. Anyway, so my problem with this becomes extraordinarily difficult when he wants her to be, I don't know, like his weird dream wife or something.
Yeah, and he starts sucking his
he
like,
puts tongue her, and
doing weird sexual
he puts
shit.
Her in a daughter, he puts her in a kid's outfit.
Yeah.
And like, and I get that, like, that's yeah. a thing that's in this movie's time. Like,
this shit went too far, Tiff. It got
it's
creepy.
It's too far. It's went, too far.
It was like,
it's creepy in a way that, like, doesn't, like I said, doesn't further the plot or help. Like, it would make sense if a movie. So there are movies where these things happen seriously, right? Where the issues of sexual of assault and abuse are tackled in art. Yeah. And they're done well and with consideration for that kind of stuff. And sometimes they're difficult to watch. This just seems very much like the opposite of that.
Yeah, it didn't take the fact that what you're talking about is, you know,
is messed up, fucked up shit that lots of people have gone through.
Messed up stuff. And it now. You know, Freddie used to make all those jokes, you know, like, come here, bitch. And people be like, ha, ha, ha. I remember sitting in some of these movies and the theater would erupt in laughter every time Freddie, like, did a pun or a joke.
But that's why it's both. But those things are funny the way that they handled it before. There was no jokes about that kind of stuff.
That's my point.
You know what I mean? Like,
now you're talking about.
Now they're like, this is a real joke about it. But it's not even like, it's not even, there's no
he's
social
like,
commentary.
He's like
it.
Walking down the hall talking about, ooh. Come here, let me do you like I used to. You know, you're like, what the hell?
My fucking elbows hurt because like it is so upsetting.
Yeah, it was
this,
pretty bad.
And then like the scene with her in this dress where like, they also want to keep it sexy for the people who are so it like her legs are like, you know what I mean? Like it's very awful. You guys, it's awful.
I just wanted the movie to end once it got to this point.
I did once. First of all, probably not too long into this movie, I wanted it to end. But when I got to this part, I was like, there was only like 10 minutes left of the movie when we got to this part.
This is what I thought, Tiff. My actual thoughts was like, it was a come on man moment. I was like, come on, man.
Come
you guys
on,
literally
man.
Taking me down this road and you know.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be here.
Right. That's exactly what I thought to myself when it happened. I was just like, come on, man. Y'all literally doing this to this character. People love this character, you know, and now you're turning them to a creepy, you know, I've never even heard, people don't even talk about this movie. It's like He Who May Not Be Named. They don't even want to talk about this damn movie no more, you know? So.
You kind of like forget that it fucking exists because this movie is. Bleh.
Yeah. So they end up killing him. How did they kill him, Tiff?
Yeah. They like, so they pull him out of the dream world into reality, and which I think that they do
they
because they're in his room.
He gets chopped up and stuff and packed up and stuff. They were waiting for his ass. And
Yeah. So they kill him.
Yeah. And I didn't care once that happened, you know.
And like, then after that, Nancy's mom gets killed.
Yeah, in a little stinger, little thingy, you know.
I do not understand why you would ever want to kill the children. Wouldn't you want to kill the parents? But whatever. I've always thought that about this particular franchise. But that's not fun.
Let me tell you something, though. When they first did the child molesting thing, when they thought he was innocent, I liked that. Because then I was like, I know why Freddie mad now. Shit, they burnt him up for nothing. I thought that was so much better.
If they would have done that, that would have been
that
better.
That was so much better.
If they would have. Wouldn't it be better if they made you think it was a teen slasher and then it turns out that he was trying to kill the parents and it was about like midlife crisis slasher? I would watch that.
That's a little.
Something different.
Yeah, but
something different.
You're not going to have me have a endearing character that molests kids, and then when they're grown, walk around and teasing them about it, you know?
Yeah, when that scene came, because I knew, I guess I didn't know that you didn't know that.
No.
When they're chasing him, and I said, are they trying to make him sympathetic? And Mike was like, I guess. And then I was like, oh, is it not true?
That would have been great. Like, they should have did that. You know.
But then, yeah, of course, no. Because here's the problem with most people. No offense to most people. If you're listening to this, you're not most people. Is that they want, like, it's hard for people to like hate someone without like a good reason. And what I mean by that, okay.
No. You're talking about the Anakin Skywalker complex.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like we're like,
he has to kill the kids in order really, for us really to hate him. Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Yeah. You can, or like in the romantic comedy version of this is when the boyfriend is an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So it's fine that the girl leaves him for someone else because he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, like,
it's okay. She was blowing Timothy. He was a jerk.
People leave people all the time, even when they're not jerks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not stupid. I don't have to have a reason for this to happen. Yeah. It can just happen.
Yeah.
But so, I get it. So anyway, you guys, would I recommend this movie? Absolutely not.
No. And you know something? I don't wait. It's a time waster, you know? And
it's only 90 minutes, but still it's 90 minutes too much.
If you really want to watch it, watch the first 20 minutes and turn it off, because the first 20 minutes was okay to me. I was like, okay, this is cool. And then it just got so dumb. And anybody who was doing a half-assed job in a movie was eliminated from the movie. And that was
right. Couldn't afford them.
Right.
Had to get rid of them. You can be in this movie, but we're only going to give you $150 and you got to be gone in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they couldn't compete with that Arrow money. So that's it, man. That's this week. That's our first Spooky Ookie Bookie, man. Next week, I think it qualifies as a scary movie. That's Venom 2 comes out. It's out this weekend.
It does not.
It's out this weekend.
It is, but it does not qualify.
Oh, it might be scary.
We're going to watch it regardless. I'm just telling you it doesn't qualify. Yes.
So that's it. Steph O'Bottom. I'm Mr. Button all the way up to the top. That's the show for this week. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, and to the Patreon, we'll see you over at the Patreon, because we're going to continue this party with more scary stuff. So we'll see y'all over there. And until next week, we will be on
patrol.